Okay, good morning, everybody. I think this one is correct. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samach Tes. We are holding on Daf Kuf Samach Tes and Beis. We are 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Tanu Rabbanan are the last words on the line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, Elila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alea Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives who shall return home safely, Bezrat Hashem. And it's also sponsored by Rabbi Yechiel and Adina Weberman, Lezecher Nishmas, Malka Bas Shmuel Zev, Her Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss today is writing a second shtar when a person lost the first shtar and he can prove that it once existed. So do we write a second shtar for a person who claims that that the first shtar is gone? And the Gemara is going to discuss why a replacement shtar mekach, if you're going to replace a shtar mekach, why you have to leave the achrayus out of the replacement shtar mekach. And then the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas on Amud Beis about achrayus to'u sofer or achrayus lav to'u sofer. And then the Gemara is going to talk about whether returning a shtar matana, just giving back the physical shtar itself, effectively undoes the matana. So is that a form of giving back the matana just by giving back the very shtar matana? So let's begin 6 lines from the end of the page on Kuf Samaches Amud Beis Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a brisa. Hare Shabava Amar Avad Shtarchovi. A malva comes to Bezin, says, this guy owed me money, but I lost my Shtarchov. And he has not yet paid me back. And he doesn't have Edim that he lost his Shtar. And he's Taveya that they should write him a new Shtar. That's what the Rashbam says. That he doesn't have Edim. It sounds like that if there were Edim that saw that the Shtar was lost in the Shuk or was burnt, then we could for sure write him another Shtar because the whole case over here is that we don't know that the shtar was lost. Afal pisha amru edim, even though edim say anu kasavnu v'chasamnu, we know the shtar existed. We wrote the shtar, we signed the shtar unasananu lo, and the lova told us to give the shtar to the malve, meaning the lova confirmed that he in fact had borrowed the money and we should give the shtar to the malve. That was back then. We don't know what happened to that shtar. We don't know if it's lost or if it's in this guy's safe at home. Ein kosun lo shtar. We do not write a new shtar in such a case. The Rashbam writes that we don't have to be choshesh that the lover wrote a shtar since he wanted to borrow money and then he didn't end up borrowing money and he's going to collect shalokadin. They're meyed that they gave the shtar, they know for sure that it was hilvahu. They know for sure that he had actually lent him the money. And afal pikein, we don't write a new shtar, meaning they confirm not just that we wrote it and we signed it. Because you might have written and signed a shtar for a lova who wanted to have it on hand just in case he's lucky enough to secure a loan from the malva. There has to be that third piece of an usananu lo to even get off the ground with an argument, to even have a havamina to write a new shtar. That we actually gave the shtar to the malva with the tzivoy of the lova, so we know the loan happened. Still, we do not write a new shtar. So says Gemara Bamed Dvarma Murum, when do we say that we don't write a new shtar in place of a lost shtar? That's only bishtari halva'a. That's only when it comes to a shtar halva'a that we have to be choshesh that maybe the chov was already paid back and the malva returned the shtar to the lova. He didn't lose the shtar, he gave it back. Or even if it wasn't paid back, we have to be choshesh, maybe the first shtar was not lost, or even if it was lost, he might find it right now, and since there were two shtaros, he's going to be able to collect twice shalokadin. He'll be able to collect the same chov two times. So again, when it comes to shtari alva, there are three separate possible chashashos of why we cannot write another shtar. The first one was that maybe it's already been paid back, and the malva has already returned the shtar to the lova, and now you're going to supply him with another shtar. Now, generally speaking, if the zmana piron has not arrived yet, we're not choshesh that a person is going to be poreya early, and that doesn't seem like such a reasonable chashash. But nevertheless, the Rashba and the Ritva point out that's generally speaking ein adam poreya b'toch zmano. But over here, he doesn't have a shtar. So the fact that he doesn't have a shtar is a major reyusa, and therefore would lead us to believe that maybe in this case he was parayah b'toch zmano. So that's one possibility, that he returned the shtar, or even if that it was paid back and he returned the shtar. The other possibility is that he didn't really lose the shtar, he's just holding it in his back pocket. And the third possibility is that he did lose the shtar, but as the Rashbam points out, he might find it, and if he finds it, he's going to have two shtaros, and then it'll be able to collect, he'll be able to collect twice. The Marsha points out within this Rashbam that if there were Eidim that it was lost in the Shuk, then they would write a new Shtar, because in such a case, there's no reason to assume that the Malva is Dafka going to be the one to find it. Meaning, once it's lost and Eidim can verify that it was lost in the Shuk, then you are allowed to write a new Shtar. Meaning, our case was that the Eidim only verified that this loan happened, that they signed the Shtar, that the Shtar was lost, but they were not able to verify that it was lost. If they're able to verify that it was lost, there's nothing to be concerned about. The only possible concern, if you could verify that it was lost, is that the Malveh himself might find it. Why? What if someone else finds it? Won't they return it to the Malveh? No, because they're going to know, the Gemara in Bava Tzia, Daf Yud Beis, that you're not supposed to do that. That if you find a shtar in the Shuk, you don't give it back to the Malveh. So there's no concern that anyone else is going to give it back to the Malveh. So that's as far as Shtari Halvar are concerned. We're not going to write a second shtar because we have those three concerns. Aval, Shtari Mekach Memkar. But a shtar on a purchase of karka, where Eidim were made that they wrote the shtar and they signed the shtar and they gave over the shtar and they know this transaction happened. And the Kona claims, I lost my shtar, so Kosvin, then we will write him a brand new shtar so that he'll have proof that he in fact is the owner of this karka, that he had purchased this karka, and no one is will be able to come to claim that it's not his. And there's no chashash over there, because even if he didn't actually lose his shtar, so what? So he's got two shtaros, let's say, that he owns the same parcel of land, so it's not going to make a difference if he has two shtaros, let's say that he's not going to be able to collect it twice. It's only one piece of land. So the Tosos and the Ramban point out, we do write the date of the first shtar in the replacement shtar, because otherwise you have to be choshesh that in between the lokeach sold the karka back to the mocher, and if they write a shtar mekach of the date that of today, then he's going to be able to be motzi that karka back from the mocher. Meaning, what if this lokeach had, yes, he had purchased this karka, and then he had sold it back a month later, and now you're going to write him a new shtar with today's date, which is after that month later when he had sold it back, and he'll be able to get it right back from the mocher. So we have to include that's what Tosfos and the Ramban point out, we have to include the original date of the original shtar. How do we know what that original date is? Well, we have the Eidim right here. The case is that the Eidim say, we wrote the shtar, we signed the shtar, we know everything about the shtar. The only thing we don't know is if it was really lost or if the guy's hiding it somewhere. So good, so then they can replace the shtar. Now, if the mocher is moda, he's here, and he's moda that he did not repurchase this karka, so the Achronim point out, so then you can write today's date in the shtar. Meaning the whole concern is only that the mocher may have repurchased that karka. Now, even when it comes to a shtar mekach, where we will write a replacement shtar, there's one detail that's critical that changes, and that is chutz min achrayus shabo. We do not have achrayus in the shtar, meaning we do not write the achrayus in the shtar. We do not write that if people come to collect money from the mocher and they go to the lokeach to confiscate the karka because of money that the mocher owes them, that the lokeach is then going to be able to go back to the mocher to get reimbursed for that, because we have to be choshesh that maybe the lokeach is holding on to a second shtar. So if the balichov of the mocher are going to take away the karka because of a chov that the mocher owes them, then they'll collect from other lukuchos of the mocher twice with the two shtaros. Meaning this lokeach has one shtar that was the original legitimate shtar. Now he has a second shtar that's a replacement shtar. The mocher might owe tons of people lots of money. He also probably may have sold lots of other karkaos after he sold this karka to the lokeach. But the lokeach Shokeach, if he has achrayus in both of those shtaros, as soon as the land is confiscated from him, he's going to be able to take out the shtar, and he's going to go and he's going to be able to say, look, achrayus, and take from one of the other lukuchos. And then he'll take out the shtar a second time, say, I still don't have the land, someone took the land from me, and he'll be able to collect from a different set of lukuchos a second time. So therefore, we leave out the achrayus from the new shtar, because we don't want this lokeach to be able to collect from other lukuchos more than once. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Afshar Mekach Memkar, Ein Kosur. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, I disagree with the whole thing. I mean, the whole idea that you're going to replace Shtari Mekach Memkar, I do not believe. Even when you leave off of the Achrayus, even when you don't include Achrayus, you cannot write a second Shtar Mekach. Why? Because he holds that if the Lokeach wants to resell the Karka to the Mocher himself, he'll return the Shtar Mekach, and then the Mocher will get the Karka back. We're going to see that in the Hemshech of the Braisa. So Memeli, you have to be choshesh that the Shtar was not lost. And where is it? He gave it back to the Mocher as a way of giving back the Karka to the Mocher when the Mocher bought it back from him. So the Karka really belongs to the Mocher. Now we're writing this Lokeach, a brand new Shtar. He'll say, I never sold it back to the Mocher. Look, I have a Shtar that says that I own it. And so that's going to be, that's from Shmuel Gamliel's concern, that maybe the Lokeach sold the Karka right back to the Mocher, so he got paid, he sold it back to the Mocher, and now he's going to have a second Shtar where he's going to be able to get it back from the Mocher. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel is assuming, because when you sell something back to the Mocher, they don't write a new Shtar Mekach that the Mocher will be able to have, they just give back the other Shtar. And if you just give back the other Shtar, so then the Mocher has no proof that he had bought it back, because he doesn't have his own star, he only has the original star back. That doesn't do him any good, because the Lokeach has another star that says that he had purchased this karka again. Tosfos raises the question that if that's the case, that all you got to do is give back the shtar, and that's how you return things. So anyone who sells karka to someone else is able to prepare kama shtaros. Anytime you sell karka to somebody, you could just prepare multiple shtaros, because the halacha is that we're kosher from shtar lemocher afal pishen lokeach imo. Right? We saw that in the Mishnah, that you could write a shtar for a mocher even though the lokeach is not there, because the mocher is the one that's nischayiv. He's the one that loses out. And then after a bunch of years, when the lokeach loses his shtar mekach, the mocher should say that the kona gave him back his shtar, because he repurchased the karka. And since the lokeach is not going to have a shtar, and the mocher will have a shtar, which shtar will the mocher have? An extra shtar that he just had written up for himself. So he'll be able to say, the mocher will be Neman with this taina that he had brought it back. Meaning, why aren't we choshesh, says Tosfos, if the way you give back a piece of karka on a mekach, the way you would sell it back is just by giving back the shtar, why aren't I choshesh that anytime anyone sells land, he'll have a bunch of shtaros written up, he'll sell the land, he will not buy it back, he'll wait till the lokeach loses the shtar, and then he'll take out the shtar, one of the other shtaros he has in hand, and say, look, I have this shtar, so isn't that a raya that I bought it back? And the lokeach won't have any counter raya, because he will have lost the shtar. And even though Abaye holds on Daf Kufay and Gimel in a few days from now, we're going to see that the muksik and the shtar has to bring a raya that he got the shtar kedin, that he received the shtar in a proper way. Rava's shita is that you don't have to bring any such raya. So therefore, why are we concerned about this? So Tosos and Kuf Samachas and Beis and Dibra Mascha Aval explains that once lokeach is muksik in the karka for 3 years, he has a chazaka in the karka, right? That's a chazkas gimel shanim, and that chazaka works in place of a shtar. So you could taina whatever he would have been able to taina had he had the shtar, because according to him, the fact that he doesn't have the shtar is not because he gave it back to the mocher, but after 3 years, he's not required to be nisar bishtaro. Meaning, what's the mocher shtar going to say? That all the mocher shtar is going to say is that he had sold it to the lokeach, and he said, look, I have it, so I must have bought it back. That's not the greatest right. But it doesn't say that you bought it back. It just says that you had sold it and now you're holding it in your hand. So the lokeach, if he has a piece of evidence that's just as good, so he's going to be believed. So what's his evidence? Cheskas gimel shanim. Cheskas gimel shanim is as strong as him having a shtar mekach. So that's lokeach is going to win such a case as long as lokeach can hang on to the shtar for 3 years, he'll be okay. Alternatively, Tosa says that even according to Rav Shulam Liel, the mocher cannot be motzi the karka from the lokeach through this shtar that he has in, that he's holding on to, unless edim will be made that they recognize the shtar in his hand and it is the very same shtar that he gave to the lokeach when he sold him the karka, or they're made that this shtar was just given to him by the lokeach. But without edim that are made that this was the very same shtar, or that you got this shtar back from the lokeach, it's not going to help the mocher anyway to have this second shtar. Okay, so that's an overly complicated presentation. So again, let's get to the simple machlokas over here is, if a guy says, I lost my shtar, I want you to write me a new one, and he has edim that can verify that shtar once existed, if it's a shtar halva, everyone agrees we do not write him a new shtar halva. If it's shtar mekach, we have a machlokas. That Tanna Kamma says, we can write him a new shtar mekach, just not one with achrayus. And Rav Shulam Gamliel says, we cannot write him a new shtar mekach at all. Right? That's the simple brisa. So now the brisa says, another case where Rav Shulam Gamliel and Nachum disagree. V'cheinu Rav Shulam Gamliel omer, hanosin matana l'chavero, if a guy gave a matana to somebody else, and he wrote a shtar matana, v'hechsu lo es hashtar, and then the recipient of the matana gave back the shtar, Chazra Matanaso. Rav Shulam Gamliel says, that's it. The matana goes back. You don't need another kinyan. Giving back the shtar is all you need to do. The Chum Omrim, Matanaso Kayamis. And the Chum say, no, the matana is still binding until they do a new kinyan on the karka. Giving back the shtar is not considered to being a return of the matana. So that's the brisa. The entire daf is going to be about this brisa. So this brisa had two machlokas between Rav Shulam Gamliel and the Chumim. First machlokas was, if a guy loses a shtar mecher, do we replace it a shtar mekach? Do we replace it for him without achrayus, or do we not replace it for him at all? And the second machlokas is when you have a shtar matana and you return the shtar matana, does giving back that piece of paper affect the actual giving back of the matana or not? So now says the Gemara, let's go back to discuss this brisa. Amar Mar. So we had said in the brisa that when it comes to shtar mekach u'memkar, Tanna Kamma held that you do write him a new one, chutz me'achrayus shabo, but you leave out the shibud nechasim of the lukuchos of that mocher, because if people are owed money by that mocher, they'll take the karka away from the lokeach, and he'll be able to collect his chov only from the nechasim that the mocher himself has, not from other nechasim that the mocher has sold to other people, because you're leaving out achrayus, right? So this new shtar will not entitle him to go and collect from other lukuchos of this mocher. My time, why is it that we have to make it such a way, where that we have to structure it in such a way where he's not going to be able to go to other lukuchos? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Safra, lefi shein kosa shnei shtaros al soda achas, because we have to be choshesh that maybe he didn't really lose the shtar, and the halacha is you cannot write two shtaros with achrayus on the same field. Why not? Dilma azil bal chov, because maybe someone who the mocher owes money to will come, v'taref le'lahai, and will take this karka away from the lokeach, because the mocher owes money to Reuven. Reuven's going to go to the mocher will say, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. So Reuven will now go to the lokeach, and he'll say, okay, so I'm taking away your karka. And now the mocher has to reimburse the lokeach for the value of the karka that was confiscated from him. So since the mocher wrote achrayus, the lokeach is able to collect that any which way, meaning the mocher already doesn't have any money. So how's the mocher going to reimburse the lokeach? Because he had since sold karka to Shimon, to Levi. He had sold other karka to other people. So now the lokeach is going to go to those other people and he'll take away that karka. And if we write him two shtaros, we have to be choshesh that he's going to make a a deal, a side deal with the balchov of the mocher, and here's what he's going to do. Va'azil hay, or the lokeach will go umapikchad. He'll take out a star mekach that he has v'tarif lukuchos, and he'll collect from other lukuchos, from later lukuchos of that mocher, whatever money the value is of the mekach that the mocher is chayiv to pay him, and then Beis Din is going to rip up the star that he has so that he shouldn't collect another time. But then va'amrlei, then in order to be able to collect again, the lokeach harishon will say lebalchov, the original lokeach will tell the balchov who had already collected his money from the mocher but from the lokeach, had already confiscated this property from the lokeach, he'll say, here's what we'll do, shufli de'ekamba, let me be machzik in the karka again quietly for 4 or 5 years, meaning the karka that you confiscated from me, here's what we're going to do, I'll be machzik in that karka again, just give it back to me until everyone will forget that I've already collected money from the lokeach because you've already taken this karka away from me, v'hadur tatirfan, and then come back and take this karka away from me again, as if you're collecting your chov from the mocher for the first time by confiscating this karka from me, umapik achrina, and then I'll have a second star that I have for having purchased this karka with achrayos, and v'hadur azal tarv lukuchos achrini, then I'll go to other lukuchos and I'll be able to take it away from them. So he'll be able to collect twice, and therefore the din is that we don't write two shtaros mekach on the same sada, and the Bryce says that if he says that he lost his shtar, we have to make sure to write a shtar without achrayos, because we're afraid he didn't lose his shtar. He's holding on to two of them, and he's going to use the second one in this way. He'll just be remachzik bikarka, so that the balchov of the mocher can confiscate it from him again, and that way he'll be able to use the shtar to collect from other lukuchos. So says Gemara, that is a terrible plan. That would never work. That's not. How does that make any sense? How is it possible that the guy who the mocher owned money to will be able to collect karka that the lokech is holding on to twice when you collect it? Meaning, what's going to happen? The mocher owes money to Reuven. He owes $100,000 to Reuven. So Reuven goes to the mocher and says, I have a shtar here, it says you owe me $100,000. The mocher says, Ayvei, I don't have $100,000, but I have since sold karka to the lokech. So, okay, they confiscate the land from the lokeach. Now the guy is paid up. What do they do with that shtar that says that he's owed $100,000? They tear it up. So the balchov is not going to... So now I'm worried that the lokeach is going to go to the balchov. He's going to say, let me be machzik in the karka again. And then you can go to the mocher, try to collect again. And then he'll send you right back to me. He can't go to the mocher and try to collect again. He doesn't have a shtar anymore. His shtar that says that he's owed money has been ripped up. Keep it the crani, the shtar, the mal, the This whole concern is a ridiculous concern. It can't happen because he's never going to be able to collect a second time. And if you're going to say that, how do you know they tore up the shtar? It could be that they didn't tear up the shtar. What do you mean they didn't tear up the shtar? How do you pay back a loan and not tear up the shtar? Well, there's another way to do it, and that is by writing a shovar. You just write a receipt that I've received payment for this loan. Vamrav Nachman, so it could be that he wrote him a shovar. Vamrav Nachman kol tirfa, anytime any shtar tirfa, the Beis Din writes that the malv is able to collect the karka of the lova, the lo kasev bay, that it doesn't write in the shtar karani, the shtar of the malva, that we've torn up the shtar chov of the malva, lav tirfahu, it's not a valid shtar, so the malva is not going to be able to collect the nechasim from the lova. So for sure they tore up the shtar, so how can you go and collect the karka a second time? And the Gemara brings the hemshich of what Rav Nachman said about this, and then we'll come back to be miyashiv the question of why it is. Again, what we're working on over here is why. What are we so worried about? Why is it when you're replacing a shtar mekach that the second shtar mekach cannot have achrayus in the shtar mekach? So the first solution we came up with is, what we're worried about is that the lokeach and the original and the balchov of the mocher are going to go bekanunyo with each other. They're going to be in kahutz with each other, and he'll re-machzik bekarka, and then he'll be able to collect from lukuchos a second time. So we rejected that. out. We said, no, we're going to tear up the shtar. We're not in the shtar chov of the original Baal Chov. He's never going to be able to collect a second time. So how do I know we're going to tear it up? Because Rav Nachman told us that we're going to tear it up. And any tear for the lok sibek run and shtar demil v'lav tear for who? Once we mentioned that line of Rav Nachman, we mentioned the rest of the line that Rav Nachman said. V'kala drachta, any shtar drachta that they write to the malva after they find karka in the hands of the lukuchos of the lova, to lok sivba, that it doesn't say in the shtar karani litirfa that we tore up the tirfa lava drachtahu, is not a valid shtar adrachta, because you have to be choshish he's going to collect with the shtar tirfa that he has in a different beis din, aside from what he's collecting with the shtar adrachta. The kol shuma, and any shtar of assessment of karka that the malva has, that he was zocha in that karka to lok sivbe, that doesn't say karani la drachta, that we tore up the shtar drachta lav shumahu, that's not a shuma. Meaning there are many, many steps to being able to collect when someone owes you money and they don't have it and you have to go and collect from their lukuchos. There are multiple steps, and Rav Nachman is just basically outlining the steps. The way the Rashbam explains it in Dibra Maskelva Amar is that the malvis tovea his chov in Beis Din, so they bring the lova to Beis Din. If he doesn't come to Beis Din, we put him in Cherim, and we write a shtar tirfa, where the malva now is able to go search for karkaos of the lova, or karkaos that the lova has sold to other people after the time of the loan, and to be able to collect those. So when they write that shtar tirfa, they tear up the shtar chov, because they're writing a mishtar that says you are now free to search for a piece of property that this lova has sold since the time of the loan, and you may confiscate that piece of property. So once we give him that, we better tear up the shtar chov, because the shtar chov says you could just collect from the lova himself. So we tear up the shtar chov at that time. Good. Now he finds karka that the lova had since sold, and he goes to Beis Din of the city where that karka is with his shtar tirfa, and he says, look, I need to take this karka away from this guy who I never met, but who had purchased this shtar from my lova. And that Beis Din looks at the shtar tirfa, and they write him a shtar adrachta, which makes it that the karka is becheskas the malva. And when they write the shtar adrachta, they tear up the shtar tirfa in order that he shouldn't be toref some other poor slob who bought karka from this lova. And then Beis Din assesses the value of the karka that you're interested in collecting, and they write a shtar shuma where they say how much money this karka is worth. And the nafkamin is if the lova at some later time wants to give the malva money and take back his karka, will know from the shtar how much they assess the karka as having been worth. And when they write the shtar shuma, they tear up the shtar adrachta. So that's what Rav Nachman was just saying, that you can't have two shtaros at any time that are going to say that you owed the same money. We're always going to tear up the shtar of the previous step. But again, we're back to our problem. Why is it that according to the Tanakhama, when we write a replacement shtar mekach for somebody, that we're not allowed to include a chrayos in that shtar mekach? What are we worried about? So the Gemara says, here's what we're worried about. Lo tzricha dekasi mikach avasei. Rav Safra is choshish about the following, that the ma'arer is going to come and he's going to take the karka from the lokeach with edim that the karka belonged to his avos, and that person that had sold it to him stole it from his avos, and then he's going to be motzi the karka from the lokeach without a shtar. And there's a chash that after he takes it away, one time the lokeach will collect the demea mekach from the lukuchos of the mocher with the first shtar that he had, and then the ma'arer will leave him in the karka quietly for a little more time, and then he'll take it away from him by claiming that it belongs to his father, that it, with Aidan that it had belonged to his father and not to the father of the mocher, and then the lokeach will be able to collect the demei mekach from other lukuchos through the second shtar that he has that has a chrayus in it. Meaning, yes, someone will be able to, the whole point is someone will be able to collect it twice from the lukuchos. Why will someone be able to collect it twice from the lukuchos? Not because of a chov that he's owed, but with edus that belong to his father, meaning that the mocher is going to have someone coming after him for this field. How's he going to, so first we thought he's going to have someone coming after him for this field because he owes somebody money. No, that's not a problem, because then the first time he takes it away, we tear up the shtar chov, so he doesn't owe anybody, so he's never going to be able to come a second time. But if he comes with the taina, it belonged to my forefathers, and this was a family, this was land that was in our family, that he can come back multiple times. So if he keeps allowing the lokeach to take it back and to spend, you know, and to live in that karka, so that he can keep coming back and collecting it, then the lokeach could turn around and take it from the other lukuchos, get reimbursed from the other lukuchos. So amalei ravach midift the ravina v'lamalei lememalei lebalchov. Why does the lokeach have to say to the balchov that he's collecting the karka? Shofli b'hay arave ikumba. Let me stay in this karka quietly, and then you can come collect it from me. Typically, to keep it the nakatrei shtari tarif ad the tarif. Why isn't it enough that since he has two shtaros mekach with achrayus, that he'll be able to use the first shtar to collect from one lokech, and then he'll use the second shtar to collect from another lokech? Why does he have to stay some more time in the karka in order to collect with the second shtar? Bottom line is, he has two shtaros that he had bought this karka, so with the first shtar, he'll collect from one of the lukuchos, they'll tear up the shtar. With the second shtar, he'll collect from a different lokech, and then they'll tear up the shtar, but he will have collected twice. Simkein nefisha lebalidinin. Now, if he were to do that in quick succession, one after the other, without spending some time in the karka again, then there will be a lot of balidin that are toveya him. Bazin's going to realize, why is everyone suing this guy? He may have sufficient evidence to win the lawsuit, but if everyone's suing this guy, smoke, there's fire, the people are going to assume something is up over here. So the Gemara says, why does the Brisa say that you cannot write another shtar mekach with achrayus? L'chora, there's a way to protect yourself. So what was the reason? Because we're afraid he's going to collect twice from Lukuchos. Well, we could protect ourselves from that. Why don't we write a brand new Shtar Mekach with Achrayus? I'm worried he's going to collect twice. V'lichtov tavra lemocher. Write a shover to the mocher that says, kol shtari diyapkun al arada psulin lemar bin diyapuk v'zimnada. Any shtaros mekach that is going to be brought out on this karka are hereby declared to be pasul, other than this one at this time. And they'll use the zman that they had written the new shtar, and they'll write the shtar, the zman of the day that it was written, and not the zman of the old shtar. So Melev, the lokeach, is going to take out the old shtar where the zman was prior to this zman. He won't be able to use it, because we'll have here black on white that a shofar that says that any shtar should be ignored, because any other star is puzzle. So Amrur Rabbanu Kamed Rav Papa. So the Rabbanu said in front of Rav Papa, Varmila Kamed Rav Ashi, Zoso Meres Ein Kosin Shovar. That from that kasha we see that we don't write a shovar. That if the Malva wants to collect his chov from the Lova, and he says, I'm sorry, I want to collect my chov, but I lost my shtar, the Lova does not have to pay him. He's going to say, I'm not going to pay you until you produce a shtar, because maybe he didn't really lose the chov, or maybe he's going to find it sometime later. He'll find the shtar sometime later, it'll be Toveya again. And even if the Malva writes a shover that's mevatel the koach of any other shtar that he might have, the Lova is not going to be, it still doesn't have to agree to pay in exchange for a shover, because of the chashash that he might lose the shover, and then the Malva will be able to collect again from him shalokadin. So over here also, the mocher doesn't have to agree to write a shtar mekach, another shtar mekach for this lokeach, even if the lokeach is going to write a shover. Meaning, you're going to write me a shover, that means I have responsibility to hold on to that shover. And what happens if I lose that shofar? Then you're going to be able to collect from me again. Not interested. So he does not have to write him another shtar. So you respond, no, you don't have a raya from the brisa that we don't write a shofar. It could be bialma kosin shofar. That generally we do write a shofar. Vahacha, but over here, where we don't write a brand new shtar mekach in exchange for a shofar, hainu taima, the reason that we don't write a brand new shtar mekach is to dilma azl balchov, that the chashash is that maybe the balchov of the mocher is going to come. V'tarv minei de lokech, he's going to collect the karka from the lokech. Vazliu v'tarv lekuchos, and the lokech is going to have two shtaros to collect from two different lekuchos with each of the shtaros. And even though the lokech wrote a shover to the mocher, v'shover gabi lekuchos leka, the lekuchos don't have that shover. Meaning the concern over here is not that he's going to go back to the mocher and collect the second time. He's going to go to the lekuchos of the mocher. The mocher will, on the first time, the mocher will have a shover that says that it's already been paid back. The lokeach of the mocher doesn't have that shofar. So says the Gemara, yeah, they do, because sof lekuchos la'avamri da'arahadri. The lekuchos who you're going to collect the karkach from, you don't think they're going to go and write back to the mocher and say, hey, buddy, you sold this karkach that was just confiscated from us. And the mocher will say, who took it from you? I'll say, well, this lokeach took it from me. What do you mean? I have a shofar right here that says he's already been paid back. Meaning it's going to come, it's justice will be served in the end. So it says, da'achi v'achi shamet v'achupiri. Yeah, justice will be served in the end. He'll be tied up in the courts for as much time as possible. In the meantime, he's muksuk in this karka that he took away from the other lukuchos, and he's going to be eating the peros of that karka, and he's going to be enjoying himself. And 10 years from now, when he's ready to make aliyah anyway, he'll happily give back the karka after having enjoyed the peros of this karka. So says Gemara, inami lokeach shelo b'achrayus. Or it could be that you're going to take away from the kuchos who are lokeach shelo b'achrayus. So they're not going back to the mocher, and the shofar will never be discovered. So the Gemara explains, why is it that these chashashos are only by shtar mekach and not by shtar halva'a? So ihachi, if that's true, that by shtar mekach that are written with achrayus, we don't write a shofar because we're afraid that maybe you'll collect from the kuchos twice, shtari halva'a nami, why by shtari halva'a do we not, by shtari halva'a we should also say that the lova should not have to pay in exchange for a shofar, because maybe the guy didn't really lose his shtar, and after he collects once and he gives you a shofar, he'll go with the old shtar chov that he has to collect a second time from the lova's karka, and the lova's he's not going to know that the lova already paid up, because the lukuchos aren't going to know that the lova already paid up, because the lova himself is the one holding on to the shofar. Lukuchos are not the ones holding on to the shofar. So the both of the chashashos we just said before should exist over here as well, that if you collect karka that was purchased by achrayus, we should be choshesh that by the time you're able to get reimbursed from the lova who's holding on to the shofar, you'll have a whole bunch of the lokeach will have a whole bunch of peros, and it will be difficult to get it back from him. And if you collect karka that was bought shelo b'achrayus, the lokeach is never going to even go to the lova to even discover that there was a shofar. So it says Mar Hasam, no, when it comes to halva'a, we don't have to be choshesh that the lukuchos is going to give the karka to the malva without being mevarer with the lova if the money is still owed. Dezuzei masik, because he owes him money. Amri paisi balchov bezuzei. So he'll say, maybe the balchov already gave you money. Hacha da'ara masik. But when it comes to shtar mekach, where he's tovea that he was mocher karka, a different karka, he's tovea from the mocher a different karka to replace the karka that was taken away from him, meidi yadi demand masik ara bezuzei lamefayis. Everyone knows that if someone meant to purchase karka, he's not going to be happy with money. He's going to want karka. So he knows that he's not going to go back to the original mocher. And they're never going to discover that shofar. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Mar, we said chutz min achrayus shebo, that we write a new shtar leaving out the achrayus. Hechi kasvinon. What is it? What's the nusach of that shtar when we replace the shtar mekach leaving out the achrayus? So Amar Rav Nachman de kasvi hachi. They write as follows. Shtar adinon de lo mikvibe lo mi mishabdi ve lo mi b'nechari el that we are writing this shtar that he's not allowed to collect from the lokeach, not from the chasim shubadim that the lokeach has, nor from the chasim bnei chorin that the mocher himself has. We're just writing the shtar so that the original karka will stay by the lokeach, but not and essentially this shtar is only to protect the lokeach, that the mocher should not be able to say, I never sold this karka. That this shtar confirms this karka has been sold. It gives him no rights that if this karka is confiscated to ever collect from anybody else. So Amarav from Zosomeris Achrayas Tosoferu, the fact that you have to write that tells me that without writing anything, there's an assumption of achrayus, that achrayus is tov sofer. Time at the kos leachi, lo kos leachi gavi, because it's only if you write that nusach, but without that nusach, you'd be able to collect. Ravashi Amar, achrayus lav tov sofer. Ravashi says, achrayus is not tov sofer. Umay chutz me achrayus shbo, to lo ksiv be achrayus. When it says chutz me achrayus shbo, you don't write this whole nusach, you just don't write achrayus, meaning the achrayus is not assumed. It has to be written in the shtar. If it's not written it in the shtar, then it's a shtar without achrayus. So again, machlokas whether achrayus tos sofer or lav tos sofer, nafkamina is when you want to write a shtar without achrayus, do you just leave out achrayus, or do you have to include a whole separate nusach that says we are not doing this with achrayus? So there was a woman, Diavale Zuzilu Gavra, that gave money to a guy, Lemizman La'ara, to buy karka for her. She sent a shliach to buy karka for her. Azul Zavon Lashol Bachrayus. And he went and he bought karka without a chrayus. Sasil Kamed Rav Nachman, she went to Rav Nachman to sue this shliach, that what kind of idiot buys me karka without a chrayus? How am I ever going to have any protection over here? So Rav Nachman said to the shliach, she's right. She sent you to do something good for her, and you bought her karka without a chrayus. It's terrible. Zil Zavon go and purchase the karka from the mocher without a chrayus, and sell it to her with a chrayus. That meaning you're going to be the one that loses out. Meaning she gave you money to buy karka. Good. So you bought it from someone without a chrayus. Now you sell it back to her with a chrayus, so that you're responsible for it. Then now we're on to the second machlokas in the original brisa. When you give back a shtar matana, does that mean that the matana is returned? So this is a shorter discussion. My time, Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Why does Rav Shmuel Gamliel think just returning the shtar matana is enough? Am Ravasi nasa ka'omer lo sadazu nesunulach kolz man shtar biyadcha. We view it when you give a shtar matana to somebody, it's as if you're telling him, I'm giving you this matana kolz man that you have this shtar. So as soon as he gives back the shtar, the matana is void. So maskav lo rabbi iachi nignava o avnami. So if the guy loses the shtar or it gets stolen from him, you're also going to say the matana is void. No, the machlokas is really about whether shtaros mekach or matana that are written to somebody and you want to sell them to someone else, is the mesira alone a valid kinyan to transfer ownership? So when the makabel matana gives the shtar matana to someone else, that person is now the owner of the matana. So too if he gives it back to the nosein, the nosein is the owner of the matana. For Rabbanan Savri, ain osios niknas b'mesira, that osios is not niknas b'mesira. So if you receive a matana, giving that shtar matana to a third party does not make that third party the owner. So too giving it back to the nosein does not make the nosein the owner. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at Tanur Rabbanan, four lines from the bottom of the page. Have a good day, everybody.